KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Get ready to experience something special. I'm Jody Denberg, and my guests today have a big show at the Paramount Theater stateside Friday night with a full band. I believe it's been a year since they visited us because it was Terry's 50th birthday celebration then. We've got a lot to celebrate at the Paramount Friday, and we'll hear all about it, but let's get a taste. Terry Hendricks and her longtime partner in crime, the great Lloyd Maines, live on KUTX.
With Barbara, Liz, and Molly. They're in the sunshine, watching the rivers run through Texas like fences and ranches, oak trees and cattle, highways and truth. That old Texas star, she's ready to spin. She'll light up the Midway at the state fair again. Education was king, with four queens on our side. Ann took on Texas, and Barbara took on civil rights. Molly and Liz wrote the news with barbed wire above the Capitol Dome. I can see their faces tonight. That old Texas star, she's ready to spin. She'll light up the Midway at the state fair again. I can see them at the big round table between thunder and lightning. They all come alive. Women united in justice and freedom, blazing across the Lone Star sky. Star flag is in the middle of the Bible and the gun. You know it rains too much in Texas, or it don't rain at all. Some just want to cross the border, and some gotta build that wall. That old Texas star, she's ready to spin. She'll light up the Midway at the state fair again. That old Texas star, she's ready to spin. It's time for corny dogs and big techs at the state fair again. I can see them at the big round table between thunder and lightning. They all come alive. Women united in justice and freedom, blazing across the Lone Star sky. Richards, Barbara Jordan, Liz Carpenter, Molly Ivins. They're with Lady Bird Johnson, looking out at all the wildflowers.
It's Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines on KUTX. Thanks, Terry, for getting me all choked up before I could even say a word. What a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
That song's called Texas Star. You and Lloyd wrote that together?
We did. Lloyd came up. I had this idea to write a song about them. And then Lloyd came up with the music for it, and it ended up fitting really nice.
Terry Hendricks, Lloyd Maines, and a full band playing at the Stateside at Paramount Friday night, 8 o'clock, no openers, so if you're planning on being there, get there on time. I just wanted to say, you know, when I come to work, I pass a statue of Barbara Jordan that's pretty close to the Cactus Cafe over there, mm-hmm. and we all had, or some of us were lucky enough to have interactions with the women you sing of in that song. Ann Richards' grandkids went to the school in my neighborhood. I just felt so proud to be a Texan during that song. I just now want to be a woman, but that's okay.
Weren't they amazing? They were so diverse politically in a lot of ways. And at the same time, they had this thread of integrity that each had their own strength and the way they would bring forth their knowledge of politics. Barbara Jordan to me was a lot more conservative than what you would think for an African American woman at that time. And then, of course, Molly Ivins with the sense of humor and, each one, you know, that
beautiful
piece. That fascinating.
Now, years ago, you began this big project, Project Five. I think in all told, it will encompass four albums and one book. Texas Star, is that on the latest album in Project 5?
What I wanted to do today is kind of do stepping stones. So that Texas Star is on the first one, Love You Strong. And then the next one that we're going to play is off of Slaughterhouse. And then we have some more rehearsing to do before we do the new songs that we'll do at the Stateside, which is Talk to a Human, which is about, to me, the whole record talks about disassociation because of electronics, between just communication. So in answer to your question, Texas Star is on the first one.
And 2019, not to put any pressure on
No, there is none. No, it's we're hard at work on it. My goal is to have it wrapped up and in the mail to everybody that pre-ordered it. And before I send it to anyone, of course, you're going to get a copy right along with them. Yeah, because you're my friend.
Thank you.
But I got to get it out to the people that ordered it and have faith in me to finish it. I had some roadblocks along the way. And anyway, I'm ready to wrap it up.
Major roadblocks.
I did.
And the project that we're talking about, the Project 5, encompasses four albums and a book. So the book to me, since you've been making records since 1996, the book to me would seem to be the most daunting project if I was trying to do something like this.
It is, but I started it in 2003 because I have done so much research on epilepsy, on marijuana, and on pharmaceuticals, on what happens when you go to refill your prescription and they change your generic. And so many things that I thought, wow, if this could just have been in one book, it could have saved me a decade, because I literally spent a decade chasing my tail before I locked into what worked for my own body, which our health is very individual. What works for you might not work for me. And so the book was started in 2003, and it is daunting, but it's in a lot of ways, it's still writing itself, because every time I turn around, there's something new. But it's a very important part of the rest of the project, because to me, it pretty much is going to wrap up what I've done in my career and put a bow on it. And then whatever we do next with our music, who knows what we're going to do. But it's a good bookend to a career. Epilepsy started in 89, and it's been with me my whole career, you know, sometimes as an enemy. And maybe in a lot of ways, my best friend, because when you live with a chronic condition, it makes you take better care of yourself. And you're always aware of what a gift every day is when you have something that you have to deal with. So the book is a crucial part of the rest of the project. And it's not all dark. It's a darkness and light, and the book addresses that.
Much like the music. Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines, they live at the intersection of public service and creativity, perhaps embodied by the Own Your Own Universe organization that Terry oversees with so many others, making the arts accessible to everyone. And the nonprofit's website is ownyourownuniverse.org. Lloyd, we had a great time all together with Terry a couple weeks ago with a West Texan named Terry Allen at the Paramount Theater.
Yep.
I was wondering, watching you, how many years you had worked, first off, with Terry Allen.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We did the first record. I met Terry Allen in 1976, I believe. And we did the first record called Lubbock on Everything. Made that first record. And Terry Allen walked in the studio in Lubbock. That was when I lived in Lubbock, Texas. And walked in the studio there carrying a big leather-bound notebook full of those songs, wearing snakeskin boots. And, you know, I knew Terry was raised in Lubbock, but I had never met him until 1976. He when he got out of high school, he went to Texas Tech for a year, I think, and then moved to California and married Joe Harvey somewhere along the way. And so they, yeah, when he walked in with those songs, like I had been playing with Joe Ely for several years. So I knew the value of great writing. I knew the value of great songs just from working with Joe Ely. Up until that point, I'd always played cover tunes. Never really experienced the original song thing. And wow, when so I was already kind of spoiled from being with Joe for so long. And then you know, heard Terry's stuff, and wow, it was like just another strong artist that I happen to be lucky enough to work with. And we've done all the records together ever since. And it's just a great, you know, Terry's kind of like an older brother to me. He's just such a great guy, and we have a lot of the same interests, the same scenario in a lot of ways, you know.
So 40 plus years with Mr. Terry Allen.
Yeah.
And how many years with Ms. Terry Hendricks?
Terry Hendricks, almost 22. We started working together in 1997. Yeah. Started making records, and I really didn't have any intention of playing that many gigs. I moved to Austin to kind of, I was too young to retire, but I really didn't want to go on the road anymore. I'd already done the Joe Ely road trips and played with Jerry Jeff and Robert Earl Keen. And I was ready to maybe tame the road trips down a bit. And we started playing together, and it just kind of mushroomed. Terry Hendricks and I have been to Europe 3 times. We've been across the country numerous times, and I still enjoy it. I mean, I'm not ready to slow down.
What a productive partnership. With us today, Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines, who will be with a full band Friday night stateside at the Paramount. And Terry, you and I were talking there about Project 5 and the 4 albums involved. The latest album is The Slaughterhouse. And is that where this song that you're about to play comes from?
It is.
And do you want to set it up anyway?
Sure. This song was written in 1930. And it was written by a man named Elder Roman Wilson, who was a traveling preacher. And the subject matter, it's like it was written today. And it's fascinating.
Streets are filled with crime, and every time you turn your radio on, it's bad news most of the time. You got the white race hating the black race hating the white. They gotta throw that race head down and walk in the gospel light. Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? The way the people do. Too many people are dying on that bloody battlefield. Fathers and mothers been losing their kids. You gotta think how they must feel. Hearts filled with sorrow and eyes filled with tears. The wicked fighting ought to be stopped. It's been going on all these years. So we know fighting's not the answer. We got nations, we got guns. We gotta all get right with God, cause that'll put the devil on the run. Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? The way the people do. Now people are quitting the churches. Some say God is dead. My God, can I die? Those people are out of their heads. And they talk about fighting and killing. Shouldn't be thinking as such. They They got the whole world living in fear because they talk about killing so much. Ain't a shame. Ain't a shame. Ain't a shame. The way the people be. I say it's a shame. Ain't a shame. A shame. The way the people be.
Terry Hendrix, live on KUTX, Ain't It a Shame, from her new album, The Slaughterhouse. Terry on vocals and harmonica at the same time at some point, which I'm not sure how that happened, and Lloyd Maines on guitar. And they will be joined by a full band Friday night at the Stateside Theater. Terry's all-encompassing project for now is Project 5. You can find out about it and her nonprofit at ownyourownuniverse.org. Big gathering of the Aquarians Friday night.
It sure is.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You ready?
And I'm just so thankful for Cliff back there doing the sound, and for you, Jody, for just being so supportive all these years. I'm very grateful to play music and really enjoy working with the Paramount and Zach and all the staff there. So I'm just happy. I'm very happy to come to Austin on Friday.
Gratitude is the greatest prayer and the greatest healer. So I send it right back to you.
Thank you.
Terry Hendrix and Lloyd Maines. And as Terry mentioned, Cliff Hargrove, our engineer today. Deidre Gott produced our Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg. We will post both of these songs as well as a third bonus song at KUTX.org.